Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we will help you keep it running thanks to the help you get from Dan Burns, ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. With us today, Merry Christmas. Dan, it's still 25 degrees. Was it relatively nice coming in today?
It was. There were just a few flurries starting.
Okay.
So it was, it was very nice.
All right.
Beautiful,
good.
Beautiful warm morning.
How was the week at Lloyd's Automotive?
It was a classic busy week, everybody wanting to get on the road before Christmas. So that's what we do and how we like to do it. We like to get everybody ready to go.
Last minute oil changes, stuff like that?
All that sort of stuff. And hey, by the way, I'm leaving town and my wheel has this groaning noise. Do you think I'll make it to Chicago?
Why'd I put that up on your hoist if I were you?
No, that sort of stuff.
Well, that's all. I thought you should be able to fix that.
Yeah. No, I can fix it for sure.
Yeah, but it is last minute in many cases.
Well, you know, and I haven't done my Christmas shopping yet, so that's the way it goes.
And this is what, the 22nd?
Thank you for those gift ideas that you gave me. I'm ready now.
Yeah, I'm already willing to spend your money.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, if you have any kind of a car care question, you have a vehicle that maybe needs to be brought into your favorite dealer or your favorite shop, Dan could give you a little idea of what might be wrong with it. Car, truck, van, whatever the case may be, call Dan or text Dan like some folks have already doing. We've cleared the lines. If you want to talk to Dan personally, that number is 651-989-9226, or send a text, if that's easier, 81807. We mentioned, too, last week, like we like to do for folks that were kind enough to send a text and did not get in. We ran out of time. Let's pick up on a couple of those, shall we?
Sure.
My son, text says, has a 2002 Ford F-150. The head gasket is blown. Is it worth fixing or replacing the engine? He's a disabled vet. We had another one similar to this who cannot afford.
We talked about that one last week, and what I had said was that's a great idea. You know, it depends what the condition of the rest of the vehicle is, but I think that in most cases it makes great sense to replace, especially on a pickup truck because they hold their value so much. But I think it makes great sense to for sure replace the head gasket and probably even replace the engine because to replace the whole car or the whole vehicle is so expensive.
That's true.
So I think it makes great sense.
A text came in earlier, Dan. It says, I heard tires have an expiration date / code regardless of tread wear. Where is this code located on the tire? I never heard of that.
Yeah, well, it's actually what they're talking about. It has a manufacturing date. The date that it was manufactured.
I see.
So
it's not an expiration like food.
No, because in different tires, in different climates, and in different conditions would expire at different times. And they absolutely do. That's absolutely true that while a tire can still have good tread left on it, the rubber can be getting so hard and cracked, and the whole body of the tire will just rot in time. And so, and a professional shop that you would bring it into can help you watch that if you don't drive very much and especially if it, we don't see it much if a car is parked in the garage, but right. if it's left out in the elements, it's hard on the rubber as it is on the whole car, but it's hard on the rubber, and you may have to replace your tires before they're worn out.
Sure, makes mm-hmm. sense. I've seen it. Yeah. All right, 651-989-9226. Let's go back to the phones, Dan. Bruce is calling from Jordan, I think. Bruce, you're on with Dan. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you. You too.
I've got a 2003 Oldsmobile Silhouette van. It starts right off when it's cold. After that, when the engine is warm, it doesn't want to start as quickly. The check engine light has been on for a while, and sometimes, again, when it's hard starting, I'll smell a little gas.
Yeah, that might be old enough where it still has a vacuum diaphragm for a fuel pressure regulator, and those are the symptoms that you get. What actually happens is when the vehicle is after you've driven it a little bit, the diaphragm on the fuel pressure regulator has leaked a little bit of gas through it, and it gets into the vacuum system on the engine. So when you go to start the vehicle, the engine's actually flooded. And so as with any flooded car, if when you go to start it, you give it half throttle, which I know everyone, they tell you not to touch the accelerator pedal, but when you actually do touch the accelerator pedal, you're really not giving it gas. What you're really giving it is air. And so by giving it more air, if it's flooded, it'll start quicker for you. But I think that's what you should have checked out. And with regards to the check engine light, don't ignore that, because that's a whole bunch of things, many of which are very important, that would have code stored in there that you should know about and take care of before you're going to get stalled somewhere.
Good idea.
Yeah.
As we head to the break, thank you, Bruce. 651-989-9226. Send a text again to Dan, 81807. And we had mentioned, Dan, last hour when we heard the oldie Convoy CW call, uh-huh. McCall, remember that?
I do.
Yeah, and I mentioned I wonder if truckers still use CBs versus cell phones. And our friend Bill Hartman sent a text a while ago, said they, meaning truckers, still carry the CB for emergency purposes, but cell phones are the main mode of communication. Plus, they're all geo-tracked so that the home office knows where they are every minute of every day.
The trucks, yeah.
So, but Bill claims that the truckers, at least many, still use CBs.
Yeah. Maybe I actually think of that technology nowadays with truckers or with anybody that has commercial vehicles on the road, the fact that you can locate them, you know exactly where they're at, you know what they're doing, you know how fast they're moving, you know. So that's very helpful with regards to planning your day and getting everything done that needs to be done.
True. Hang on, Dan. We'll take this quick break. Dan will be with us. Keep in mind, till just about 7:45 this morning when we bring in Jack Farrell. So don't wait. If you have a question, call it in or text it in here on CCO's Car Care Show. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Where exactly on Grand Avenue?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. Grand Avenue, of course, is bustling with holiday shoppers. So everybody's trying to get rid of their inventory.
I bet, yeah.
Good for them. From the number of people walking up and down the street, I would say it's working.
But it's a fun avenue.
It is. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call next week. We will actually we'll be there Monday. We're closed today, but we'll be there Monday at 651-228-1316.
All right. Very good. Keep in mind, Dan's going to be with us till just about 7:45. So if you have a question, don't wait. Call it in or text it in. Speaking of calling, Dan, back to the phones. Bob is calling from Sacred Heart. Bob, good morning. You're on CCO with Dan.
Good morning. A question on the carburetor. A carburetor that normally had an oil bath air cleaner, mm-hmm. and you replace that with a paper element. Will that carb perform differently?
No.
With that swap out?
No. In fact, that's a good idea to change it to the paper one. Those oil bath things were just a mess. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Denny, back in the day, air cleaner was actually filled with a bath or a puddle of motor oil, and the air would be filtered through that motor oil.
Interesting.
And then you would you'd change that motor oil and from time to time and
sure.
put fresh oil in so that your air stays clean. They worked well, but they were very, very messy and still are very, very messy. So, no, I would absolutely switch that out for a paper one, and it'll work just fine.
Oh, good. Kent is calling from Eden Prairie, I believe. Kent, good morning. You're on with Dan.
Good morning, you guys. Welcome to Longer Days and Merry Christmas.
Yes, to both. Yes.
No doubt. Hey, I have a question about synthetic oil. So I use full synthetic in two of my import vehicles, and I use it from a major petroleum company, which we all are familiar with. I see other full synthetics at, like, farm implement stores that are roughly half the price. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what the difference is between the two and if there's, like, a nutrition label that you can look at to determine the elements and how they differ from one another.
You know, it's an imperfect labeling system because it's not regulated exactly right. The word synthetic, when they use that word synthetic, it's used in under many, many applications. Mm. And so you do have to be careful. And I think you're making the right choice to use a full synthetic oil from a major manufacturer. If you get too cheap on it, I'm afraid that they've cut corners and it's not that much more money anyway, so I would continue to do what you're doing. But motor oil over the years has gotten to be incredibly good, and it's using the word synthetic the way that it's originally designed is that what it means is that the molecules that make up the motor oil are all the same size, which is good. Excuse me. They're all the good size, which is the smaller molecules. They stay thin in cold weather. They lubricate better, and because of the improved refining processes, most motor oils are. In fact, I would say all motor oils are at least part synthetic. They all have part of that good quality molecule that makes up a full synthetic oil. And even when they use the word full synthetic, I don't know that you can trust that it's 100% synthetic. So that's why I'm willing to go with a major manufacturer that's been around for a long time and is willing to stand behind it. And I just feel better about it.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
You know, the ones that you buy at a fleet place for way less money, they're probably just fine. But I don't know that. I'm not a chemist.
All right, Kent. Interesting question, though. Good question.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kent. And Merry Christmas to you. I know we have to take a break, but I want to grab a text here real fast before we do. It came in a bit ago. Chrysler minivan, how bad is it to drive with a bad trailing bushing in the rear?
Well, it's affecting the alignment of the vehicle. When you do a wheel alignment on any vehicle anymore, that's not always adjusted, but you always read all four wheels. It's not just the front wheels, which some people think. And if you have a bad bushing anywhere, it's going to affect the alignment of the car, which is going to affect how it handles, and it's going to affect tire wear for sure. So it does have an effect. Short term, it's fine. Nothing's going to fall off. It's not going to leave the wheel on the road and you stranded. But it makes noise oftentimes, and it affects the alignment. So
okay.
Get it fixed.
Dan, we need to take a quick break. We have more show to come. Dan will be here for about another 14, 15 minutes or so, answering your calls or your text messages on your vehicle. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, answering your questions. Dan's going to be here for another few minutes. So, Dan, let's see if we can help out as many as we can. Carl is calling from St. Paul. Thanks for waiting, Carl. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Dan. Say, I have a question. Years ago, I know, probably in their late 70s, but Ford made them, but a pickup truck with four all the way around. You had positive traction in the front and rear both. Are any of those kind of vehicles made yet? Between Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, or any other ones?
You know, I don't know. Not exactly where they totally lock out like that, but the new technology in the differentials allows a version of that. Some of the manufacturers, like I know for one that I'm very familiar with, is Toyota Land Cruiser, because I've had many of them, and they do have a lockout crawl mode that you can put them into, where each of the four wheels is driving independently and individually, and you can't make any of the, unless all four wheels spin, you can't make any one of the four wheels spin. So not quite like what you're remembering, what you're talking about, but it's pretty, they can get pretty close to that with the new technology, with clutches in the differential and so forth.
Okay, thank you, Carl. Texter wants to know, what about nitrogen in tires versus just air? What are the benefits, if any?
Well, there are benefits for sure, and I don't know if they're measurable, but for sure, oxygen is what, and what they're doing is they're taking, really what they're doing is taking the, most of the atmosphere is nitrogen anyway, so what they're doing with your tire is taking the oxygen out of it, and the oxygen is what expands with temperature, and it's what holds moisture. And so it makes a difference when I imagine it makes a difference when it comes to corrosion. For sure, it makes a difference with the pressure change related to temperature. And so, we don't do it at Lloyd's. I don't think enough of it to be willing to sell it to mm-hmm. get paid for it. But lots of places do, and it's. I can understand why, at least in theory, it makes good sense.
Okay. So, Texter says, has a 2013 Ford Edge. Check engine light comes on. They scoped it and cleared it. Tell me it's okay to drive. The vehicle does not like the way it's burning fuel. Any input from you on that?
Well, I don't know what the code or what the information was that they got out of the computer related to the check engine light. It perhaps was related to the emission or the evaporative system, which is a sealed gas tank. And if that's the case, it would have no effect, probably have no effect on the way the vehicle runs. And that's why, and we do this often too. Well, your car will come in with some sort of erroneous code and we'll just say, I'm just going to shut it off for today. You drive it for, a few weeks and see if the light comes on. If the light never comes back on, we're not going to worry about it because all of those systems will do a self-check again. And so if the light never comes on, we're not going to worry about it. If the light comes back, then we need to dig into it and we can be sure that what we're doing is accurate. So that's a common fix. So I think that you should follow their advice.
Very good. Another text says this, Dan, I have an 09 Dodge Journey that hesitates at around 40 to 50 miles an hour. Is that a transmission or fuel issue, do you think?
Well, it depends. That's where I'd have to drive it. it could be both, or it could be not. It could be both. It could be either, though. And I would not know that unless I was driving it, if it's a hesitation that is engine-related or transmission-related. One of the things that I would look for, and I'll tell you that you can look for this too, is when the engine is hesitating, does the engine seem to be revving? And if it does, if the engine is speeding up and the vehicle's not going anywhere, then I think you've got a transmission problem. Mm. If you're stepping on the gas and the engine speed is not increasing, then you've probably got a drivability problem. Not necessarily fuel, but something drivability related.
All right. Let's see. We've got time for another text. We're going to save some, too, till next week, too.
Okay, sounds good.
I have, a texter says, 2015 Subaru Outback. I'm in the habit of putting on the parking brake every time I park, including when I park in the garage at home. Is it an electronic brake? Am I going to wear the brake out? Am I using it too much?
No, it's made for that, and in fact, it's good for it.
Why is that?
Well, that's my advice, is either use it all the time or don't use it at all. Because if you don't use it frequently, it's just like the key locks in your door. If you don't use them once in a while, they get stuck in position, and that'll cause trouble. And so especially parking brakes that are cable operated, you need to use them once in a while to keep them exercised, to keep them clean and free and working. And the only way to do that is if you use them. So no, if you use it all the time, that's a great idea. Go ahead and do it. It's just fine.
Well, we've got to get this thing repaired here that I see. 2009 Lexus ES 330. The AM part of the radio does not work. FM does only on the main roads. I can't listen to WCCO. That comes from Jay from Eden Prairie. We got to get that radio.
Yeah,
first.
That's unacceptable. You had that problem, Denny, so you know exactly what's wrong here.
That's right.
The antenna has become disconnected somehow. In Denny's case, it was corrosion had built up where the antenna wire connected to the antenna, and so it just was not letting a clear signal through. And that's most commonly what happens. But it's an antenna problem, and if you get the antenna repaired, you'll get your AM radio back. When you don't have AM radio, their AM radio needs the antenna much more than FM radio. So that's why you still get some FM radio, but if you get the antenna fixed, you'll be back in business.
Another quick text, what is a sway bar? Have a TC van.
Yeah, the town and country van.
Yeah.
And a sway bar is a kind of flexible spring-type bar that goes between the two front wheels. And when you're steering, turning, when the vehicle is swaying left to right, it connects the two front wheels so that one wheel is not completely independent, and it helps to keep the two wheels on the ground. With most cars nowadays, both front wheels are completely independent, meaning they're not connected in any way. They each have their own control arm and all of that. And if you don't put them together a little bit, if when one wheel moves, the other wheel doesn't react at all, that's a problem. And okay. What it does is it stabilizes it by kind of lightly connecting the two wheels together.
I know you closed today, Dan, but when you open up Monday, what's the phone number for Lloyd?
Give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Or come over to?
982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Or find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net.
You and Linda and the family have a very Merry Christmas,
and
will you?
And you too. Thanks,
all right. Dan. Talk to you next week, 1 week from today.
Sounds good.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.